yesterday's attacks and other things.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
We've got our country back.
Leave campaign's victory has changed Britain's destiny. It has also dealt a body blow to the country's political establishment and destroyed David Cameron's premiership.
I think the country requires fresh leadership.
And this is the kick in the guts that they deserved.
I think that we now have to work at getting ourselves back together as a unit of government.
I was really shocked.
Foreigners, get them out, kick them all out.
And I think we can be very proud of the result.
All about immigration. It's to stop the Muslims from coming into this country.
It's shameful. I'm ashamed to be British right now.
You were fighting for the exit. The British people voted in favour of the exit. Why are you here?
You all laughed at me. Well, I have to say, you're not laughing now, are you?
Divorces are never easy nor desirable, and Brexit, the United Kingdom's bust-up with the European Union, is no exception.
Europe is ready to start the divorce process even today, without any enthusiasm, as you can imagine. This is not the scenario we were dreaming about.
Already waves of anger, dismay, bitterness and hate are sweeping four corners of the British Isle, and there is still a long way before sour wounds of the emotional separation are healed.
The most shocking thing about this entire referendum is how deeply personal it has become and how immensely hurtful. I'm appalled at what the Tories have done to this country. They are ripping us apart. It upsets me that much.
But it's not all about emotions. When it comes to legalities, moods turn even bitterer. Britain wants a gradual divorce, yet the 27-nation bloc is telling London to get out promptly without any further ado. EU leaders regard the UK's rejection of the bloc after 43 years of relations as a body blow to the very foundations of the Union. What is rubbing salt in the wounds of the EU is that Britain, the only nation to walk away from the bloc, did all it could to join the then six-member European Economic Community back in 1973.
I think it's absolutely vital that everyone should turn out in this referendum and vote yes, so that the question is over once and for all. We are really in Europe and ready to go ahead.
The EU leaders are increasingly perplexed by the ripple effect Brexit could bring to the EU. The beast of far-right nationalism is waking up, and the continent is awaiting a bloody chaos. The apprehensions among the incumbent governments are that the anti-EU parties are seizing the Brexit opportunity to tap into ultra-nationalist sentiments. This means nothing but the rise of far-right parties, hell-bent on destroying the Union all and at once.
C'est une victoire éclatante pour la démocratie. C'est une gifle au tenant d'un système européen de plus en plus fondé sur la peur, sur le chantage et sur le mensonge.
But the biggest problem you've got, and the reason, the main reason the United Kingdom voted the way that it did, is you have, by stealth, by deception, without ever telling the truth to the British or the rest of the peoples of Europe, you have imposed upon them a political union.
And I can only congratulate them with this excellent result, and I believe that the offspring will be that other countries, like my own country, the Netherlands, where the majority of the people want the Nexit, or at least a referendum about a possible Nexit as well, that will come as well.
Britain's desired gradual exit, which may take up to 2 years, is already fanning the flames of the rise of ultra-nationalism. The longer Brexit drags on, the more destabilising the issue of Euroscepticism becomes. The UK's vote to leave the Union has already intensified fears of deepening an economic crisis across Europe. heralding the People's Western-style spring of revolt against the EU administration and its project of European integration. For several European administrations, this is a serious threat to the very foundations of the establishment.
History has been made, but for the people in the building behind me, it is the wrong kind of history. Here's the problem. In Europe, insurrections, revolutions tend to travel in packs, 1848, 1989. And there's a real fear in Brussels, in Paris, in Berlin, that this will be a domino effect, that there will be referendum fever across Europe, and that the rise of populist parties, especially on the right, will be massively boosted by what has just happened in Britain. Now, that's why everyone I've spoken to here today has said there can be no period of uncertainty. We cannot wait for 2 or 3 months or even 2 years before we start the negotiations of divorce. Those negotiations to say goodbye to Britain finally have to start possibly next week.
Austria's Freedom Party, whose candidates came a step away from winning the recent presidential elections, has already demanded an EU exit referendum. Austria is not a single case. Just days after the Brexit vote, anti-EU calls in Italy, France, the Netherlands and Denmark are louder than ever. Anti-establishment Italian Five Star Movement has called for a referendum on keeping the euro as the currency, while the far-right Danish People's Party has urged the nation to follow Britain's lead and hold a referendum on its membership.
The right to, take our own decisions when it comes to civil rights and come to all these questions. So I hope, of course, that'll be a no vote. I think that many Danes as well reject the what they seem to be an EU taking more and more power away from the countries themselves. So in that term, we have quite the same discussion in Denmark.
The Eurosceptic feeling is also surging in the Netherlands, with two-thirds of voters rejecting a Ukraine-EU treaty on closer political and economic ties. In Spain, the leader of the radical leftist Podemos party said that the EU had disappointed millions of people. Fears of a Brexit contagion were bolstered when an anti-immigrant, anti-Euro party in Slovakia launched a petition for a referendum on the country's EU membership, just like the one held in the UK. And last but not least, before some new country asked to follow the UK out the door from the EU, the very United Kingdom itself might cease to exist. Some influential political forces in Scotland and Northern Ireland now very seriously intend to hold their own independence referendums, and very soon.
The Westminster establishment has some serious soul-searching to do, and I hope very much that it now does it. But as First Minister of Scotland, I have a duty to respond not just to the outcome across the UK, but also and in particular to the democratic decision taken by the people of Scotland. As things stand, Scotland faces the prospect of being taken out of the EU against our will. I regard that as democratically unacceptable. So there is no doubt that yesterday's result represents a significant and a material change of the circumstances in which Scotland voted against independence in 2014. I want to make it absolutely clear today that I intend to take all possible steps and explore all options to give effect to how people in Scotland voted. In other words, to secure our continuing place in the EU and in the single market in particular.
In Scotland, we are now being told from Westminster that despite the majority against Leave, we're going to have to do as we're told. We're going to be taken out of Europe against our will. Mr. Speaker, let me tell this House and our friends across Europe, we have no intention whatsoever of seeing Scotland taken out of Europe.
So any decision to take us out of Europe is a big deal. It's a big crisis. And we have to face the reality that it is a crisis, and that there needs to be a resolution of that. This is about the future, and it is about a decision which has effectively, in my view, undermined the good work that was done in the Good Friday Agreement. So, as Gerry has correctly said, we look to Dublin for support in this. We look to the Taoiseach to stand up for the democratically expressed wishes of the people of the North, who've made it absolutely clear that under no circumstances do we want to leave the European Union.
Whatever the aftershocks of Brexit, whether it could lead to a fractured and disunited Europe, or whether it ends as an isolated Britain neighbouring a powerful union, one thing seems to be clear. Brexit once again confirmed that the British public have an inherent mistrust of Westminster politicians.